welcome to Zimbabwe Sports. Today in cricket, Campbell leads Zimbabwe to victory. Zimbabwe won their one-day series with New Zealand all because of the generosity of Campbell. The former captain finished on 99 not outs as Zimbabwe wrapped up the match by 6 wickets and took the series 2-1. Instead of completing his 4th international one-day century, Campbell let his partner Guy Whittle hit the winning 4. Campbell told me Guy and I talked about it out there and I said the team came first. Finish it off. Also, England cricket bosses have offered Zimbabwe almost 150,000 euros to postpone the team's tour in 2009, but Zimbabwe will still play. They wanted to delay this because games between England and Zimbabwe have been widespread protests over the last 5 years because of the policies of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe, because England does not agree with him. The British government stopped short of banning the England team from touring Zimbabwe, although authorities in Australia and New Zealand have done this with their side. And if England does not order his national side to visit Zimbabwe in May, Australian Prime Minister John Howard said the tour will be an enormous propaganda boost to Mugabe, a grubby dictator. Also, Zimbabwe's cricket board decided to give up test status in January 2006 after a group of senior players quit in protest at the way the game was run, leaving their sides too inexperienced to be competitive against leading teams. And that's the news today in sports.